Dutch Pod Radio. Life at the Dutch Pod Radio. You need to tune in to Dutch Pod Radio. Life at the Dutch Pod Radio.
Life at the Dutch Pod Radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow, you need work in your career. Steady J hold the title. When I bet, when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dusk. Music wins with hot models. We got em. Life After Dusk. Dusk by the radio. To come up is a must. Must. You must tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? Welcome, welcome. Life at Dusk Live, your boy Steady J. It's another Wednesday, as we like to call it, Hump Day at Dusk Wednesday. And, man, we didn't do Monday show, did we, man? Why did we not do Monday show? I was experiencing watching the national championship, the first national championship, as a result of the first college football playoffs, and got the chance to watch it right here in my own city. So, man, it was an amazing experience. Definitely one of those things that when I get old, I'll be able to tell people about it. Man, I was there, man.
I was there.
So that's gonna be so interesting. But man, just, you know, I miss you guys. I know a lot of people always can't wait for every Monday. Which I know I'm going on some hot mess and some hot news. So, what I decided today's show is I'm basically compacting some of the best stuff, elements that you get from each show. You get some of the hot mess and the hot news of Hot to Dusk Mondays. Then you get some of course, you get some of the unpredictable elements that you get in our regular Wednesday shows, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesdays. So definitely going to be no different. We will be talking about some of the stuff that's been going on in the news that's just pissing me off. We'll also be talking about some stuff going on in entertainment. And she might even have a guest pop in today. Be on the lookout for that. I didn't mention who the guest was. Because sometimes I like doing surprises. So be on the lookout for that. It's going to be pretty crazy. All right, so we're going to go to our music break. And we come back, we're going to chop it up right here on Life at Dusk Live, your boy Steady J. We're going to kick it off with one of my favorite artists on this been to the show and show so much love. You know, I can't go about playing a Red Shade track. We'll be back after this, right here on Life at Dusk Live.
This one, so listen close to what I say. A lot of people think I'm much older than my age, cause the knowledge I possess is many light years away from the current generation that we have here today. Now wait, in my face, back it up, give me space. Like make it hot, Missy E. Nicole Ray. Wanna know who that JT Money so late? So nonchalant, cause there is no competition. Y'all staying special ed, but me, I'm on a mission. Don't mind me, cause I'm just Slick Rickin'. Gather here as I tell a story to my children. Nod your head, clap your hands, cause I know that you be feeling the beat because of grooves and the person that you're hearing. Hope that you're getting all these words through your head. Something like TLC, cause I ain't too proud of it. It's one big game, so I guess we all can share. But me, I don't care, I'd rather take your spot instead. Or yours too, cause it really doesn't matter. A Tribe Called Quest, hot sex on a platter. Preconceived notions, cause these people looking at me. But you don't know Nan, nope, Trina Trick Daddy. Half these rappers lame and they all boring me. So I had to regulate like Nate Dogg, Warren G. And since I mentioned Nate, may the man rest in peace. Cause he really was a legend and it's sad he had to leave. But on a smooth tip like my girl Sweet Tea. All Queen Latifah so cause I swear the unity between all the legends and the new senses. I'm new school meets old school I teach. You think I'm running on, but I really just begun. Here to spread the word like KRS-One. Me, I'm too cool, not saying I'm the best, but I am close to it cause I stay Dougie fresh. Take nothing for granted, I already know I'm blessed. And I'm done now, so there is nothing left. People wanna see what I'm about to do next. Look out for part two, no I ain't done yet. You gotta give me more.
Tummy scratch.
Sticky, let's put them.
Live Hump Day at the Dust Wednesday, and this is a weekend hot news and hot mess, or just kind of compiling two shows into one. Alright, so first things first, this is just so devastating to have to do. You know, on the college football playoff national championship happened this Monday, so I talked about it and I went to that, but here's where the hot mess comes in at. Y'all know I'm going to find some hot mess. So, I'm going to look at y'all, going to my Facebook and Twitter, DustFi, and everything else, you know, as I usually do. Checking around to see what's going on, what's hot and whatnot. All of a sudden, I come across this story about people rioting over the college football game. People rioting over a college football game and the result of it. So, of course, there were blogs that got wind of it. Maybe some of the local news in their particular city, Ann Arbor, you know, the home of Michigan and whatnot, fellow Big Ten person of Ohio State. And maybe they got, you know, maybe the news in that town got wind of it. But it's interesting how you don't see any of these other channels really going in. The same ones who had a problem with black people marching because of just ridiculous injustice happening over and over again. So you mean to tell me, and by the way, most of the people were peaceful or when it comes to marching against injustice. It's just, you know, every now and then there's some fools that want to get involved because they just, that's just what some people are going to do that. They like to cause chaos, and they utilize a positive thing to cause chaos. In this case, I don't see what the heck, I mean, seriously. A bunch of fires and whatnot, and, you know, it's not big, it's not national news. And, you know, as much as Fox News likes to run their mouth about things like this, where are you now, Fox News? Where are you now? Because last time I checked, that's just on the same level matter of fact, it's not, I don't know what to say. It's like, it's the same level as amount of stuff that happened, but the reason behind it happening is on the same level. It is unjustified to tell me that you're going to cause riots because of a freaking outcome of a game. If there were riots of people not being happy with something over sports, most of America would be messed up right now because of the stupid little trick that the referee decided to pull on this week, you know, this weekend at the for the Cowboys game against Dez Bryant. So if that's the case, you think it's going to get crazier. Like, I don't understand. Like, you have to really look me in the eye and tell me where in the heck this makes any sense to continually make black, you know, or black people have to keep looking bad, or black people look so bad doing this. Oh, those thugs and hoodlums or whatever. Y'all got all I can say, but y'all don't have anything to say about these idiots running around rioting over a freaking sports game. I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, it is not that serious. Has it and won't be. So at one point in time, y'all got to call it what it is, man, and explain and really sit down and explain to us what the heck is going on and why the media continue to spin stuff how they want to. And in some people's cases, they feel that I maybe be spinning in favor of how I feel. But I'm just calling a spade a spade. Injustice is one thing, and sports is another thing. Like, those are two different spectrums of stuff. You cannot put in the same bubble. And you cannot sit there and say that, oh, you're just saying it because you're black or whatever. No, I don't care what race you are. Or the people, a lot of people don't care what race they are or whatever. At the end of the day, they still feel the same exact way, that is the stupidest thing to do. Why are you rioting over an outcome of a football game? Not that serious. This ain't the first time this happened, by the way. I mean, forget the exact games, but there was a hockey game that didn't quite go the way people wanted to see. And people were rioting and put stuff on fire and looting and all that. Eventually, y'all going to open your eyes and quit being stupid. Another big story, and I know a lot of this has been entertainment yet, but I just been feeling some type of way about seeing this stuff in the news lately. So excuse me for a moment while I take the mic, because y'all know how I do. And a lot of people were making this big, and especially Republicans, really, go look in the mirror and slap yourself. That's what I got to say. Slap yourself. Because that's this is so stupid. The ones who are doing it, not all Republicans are doing it, but the ones who are, the ones who hold office, you have to be freaking kidding me. They were holding this grudge over President Obama's head because he didn't go to the Chiefs in Unity march that they were having over in France. Yet again, here we go. Y'all need to tell me that y'all got a problem with him not going to go march in favor of that. But did he not stray from, you know, when did he want to march with everyone else over in Ferguson and march everybody else around the country that was not going to stand for this crap that's going on over and over again? It's ridiculous. Yeah, y'all got to be freaking kidding me. So the more the evidence presents itself, the more it comes to say if it's not a white person problem, it's not a problem. That's what it comes out to me as. And I'm so sorry for, and y'all know me, I'm very unapologetic, but I'm apologetic for certain stuff. What I am sorry for is I'm sorry for my fellow white friends and supporters who don't allow this stuff to get to them and, you know, allow this stuff to fit in that bubble that we're talking about now that, you know, those people are marching are stupid, you know, all that. It's a lot of people out here who are not black who are not going to stand for this crap that goes on. And they're tired of seeing it because it's annoying to turn around and find out that, wow, we're taking steps backwards. And it's so interesting. MLK, they being running around the corner, and there's more and more foolishness is happening. So I don't know what to say, man. It leaves me in this whole entire world. My head hurts, and I think about it all the time about, wow, y'all really can't come anything better than this. Wow. So, that's my take on that. Speaking of President Obama, today on Empire, you know, y'all know I watch Empire. I definitely did not hold that away and say that I don't watch it. And when it came on last week, I was sold on it then. I said I'm watching it every freaking week. And this week it was interesting. There was this discussion where on the character Jamal on the show, who happens to play Terrence Howard, who goes by the name Lucius, plays his son, and he makes a comment on, you know, he's kind of drunk or whatever, and he makes a comment in the bar on camera, which is, this video is going viral, of him saying that Barack Obama's a sellout. And that's an interesting question for everybody, man. Like, what do you think about that? Do you think he's a sellout? Do you not think he's a sellout? You don't necessarily have to, so you can call in and show your views on that at 347-202-0389, or you can even leave your comments on my Facebook fan page. You can go to facebook.com/thedustspot. That's THEDUSKSPOT. And you'll be able to find the show, fan page, and then leave a comment and say something about tonight's show, you know, with the topic, and we'll definitely show you some love and mention what your own feedback was. But the funny part that happened was, so Terrence Howard's character, of course, is talking on the phone, and it's like he's talking to President Obama and apologizing him and whatnot, and then there's this whole entire thing where, you know, you have of course, because you're not going to use a real voice, and not going to be Obama really involved in that character. You have to speculate what Obama's saying based off of what Lucius's reactions are. So I started playing this game in my head where I'm starting to just guess what he's saying. And the whole entire time I'm laughing because I'm like, you know, wow, what, you know, my favorite one that, and this is from Donnell Rollins, who is an extraordinary comedian. Every time I think about it now, when someone does President Obama, I think about when Igor Nero or President Obama comes to the stand and whatnot at first, the podium, he goes, no. He always does that. So different variation of that. Let's be clear. Let's be clear about what's going on. And it's always all that. He's just so dramatic. It just is how dramatic he is with how he speaks is just hilarious. And wow, man. I really would like to be the fly in the room that is there when President Barack Obama hears someone tell me, did you hear about tonight's show, man? They were, I'll pretend like you were talking on the phone or whatnot. I want to hear what he's got to say about that one. So, it'll be interesting, man. All right, we're going to go to another music break and we come back and chop it up some more right here on Life at the Dust Live. Hump Day Dust Wednesday. Be back. Man, I'm going to take it back. Speaking of gone, taking it back. My boy Spinning, this is Get to the Money.
Get to that money. out, though, you know what I'm saying? Don't holler at me. Hey, your boy a deuce. Hey, your boy a law.
My name is Trey. Very nice to meet you. Had to come and greet you. I was stunned by your feature. Sexy, elegant, proper swag with some ass. What more can I ask? On Rodeo with your bag. Chilling with your girls, having like they sharing laughs. Seen you from away, couldn't let you get away. Without an introduction, hoping we could make it something. Don't need to make assumption, but you stressing over something. I see it in your eyes, cause I'm good at reading vibes. Surely she replied, why do every nigga lie? When niggas don't lie, it's just the truth hurts. She replied, difficult, nigga, it's not that difficult. Life up and down, seesaw, it's not a miracle. Round. And I'm tired of the same old thing that goes down. It's just the same old thing today. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. Said first month cool, second month straight, third month we argue, even having a fight, fourth month I catch you up with another ride, but baby don't trip, I know that that's life, sorry to disappoint, but your boy's nothing like, the other ones you been with, I treat you like a prince, plus stroke came good, no needing to knock on wood, I know I'm misunderstood, heart broke, acting like you should, I'm in plus pain, can heal all pain, and I see it in your eyes that you tripping on some pain, I understand what you're going through. It's like this. Ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Head keeps spinning round and round. And you can't take no more. I do too much in a day. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. I do too much in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing.
Against each other, more than all we had to pay each other. Racism and hate crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Grabbing a barrel, so bad man. Just to eat your meal. How do you feel? not about politics. All about the people in the community. All because of ignorance. They are suffering from crime and poverty. Grabbing a barrel.
Welcome back. Yeah. I got about 22 minutes up of the show. Man, there was some more stuff I wanted to go in on. This one is ridiculous. I'm not going to speak too much on it because that ignorance doesn't even deserve to be giving life breathing to it. And it just proves that, wow, Big Sean, I see why you went to Ariana Grande. So this has got to be the stupidest person I ever thought of walking the earth. She needs to be quiet. If she opens her mouth, something stupid comes out. So, Naya Rivera decides on The View that she's talking about she doesn't shower. She doesn't shower as often. She said, that's white people stuff. White people do shower more than anyone. So, it's just crazy. Like, you sit back and go, okay, what the heck does that mean? And you think about that, but then you just go on to, you go, oh, ma'am, when Glee's over with, only thing you're going to be known for is the girl who was on Glee. At the rate you're going. But she just got, something don't add up. She went from, she was engaged to Big Sean, and then a few months after, she engaged and then married? Something sounds fishy here. So, y'all put two and two together like I did. I say, wow, the groom doesn't make any freaking sense. And when you do that kind of stuff there, obviously your opinion of what you got to say about anything is not matter to me. So, there you go, simple as that. I just can't stand ignorant people. And especially when they say something that's so outlandish that makes no freaking sense. At least you're going to tell, and it's not even funny. Like, some stuff you say and it got some relevance. Like, that doesn't make any freaking sense. Why do you take more shots? That's stupid. So, whatever, man. It's just, people are dumb. Other big thing, what do y'all think about Love and Hip Hop? This new, I just feel like they need to just give it up. They're so tired of them and the whackness they continuously do. It's ridiculous, man. Oh, okay, so he goes, this is something that's very important to me, and if you're a Chipotle person, it's important to you too. So listen good. And isn't that, well, then again, it's not that detrimental to me personally, because once y'all find out this story, and if you know the background about me now, you will know, okay, well, it's not really going to hurt him. So apparently, Chipotle is going to stop serving pork at hundreds of stores after suspending the supplier. Uh-oh. Dun-dun-dun. I wonder what that's all about. That sounds like that's going to get real. And the people that love that pork, the barbacoa, they're going to go crazy. Because me, on the other hand, I ain't going to go crazy. Because why? I only eat white meat. I don't eat red meat. So guess what that means to me? It's not gonna hurt me. I can still enjoy Chipotle the same way I've been enjoying them. So for those of you that eat pork at Chipotle, that's your favorite thing to get, I feel so sorry for you. But hey, it is what it is. So it actually has to have barbacoa. It's not barbacoa, it's carnitas. I meant to say carnitas. So, yes, why is Chipotle pulling the plug on pork? Oh, this is the Beckers. I've been trying to tell people all the time. One of these days, they're going to jump on the bandwagon with Cedric. So, why are they pulling something? There's 22 years of existence. Why Chipotle? Something 22 years old. It's interesting. Chipotle has rightfully positioned itself as the vanguard of quick serve ethics. It was the first restaurant chain to voluntarily label all GMO ingredients. It publicly condemned diners who brought assault rifles into its stores. And every time Chick-fil-A held a pro-family rally, it seemed Chipotle was right across the street proudly flying its rainbow flag. In keeping with its ethics first tradition, Chipotle just pulled carnitas from about one-third of its locations because pigs from one of its main suppliers were found to have substandard living conditions. And if y'all know about Chipotle, Chipotle does not go for that. The moment you do that, that's when the shortage of something is going to happen. And obviously, this mustn't. And he says one of the main suppliers hit them pretty hard. Eventually, raised pigs generally do not have access to the outdoors, spend their lives in densely crowded buildings, live on hard, slatted floors with no ability to root and are given antibiotics to keep them from getting sick. Chipotle spokesperson Chris Arnold said in an interview with Bloomberg, "We would rather not serve pork at all than serve pork from animals raised in that way. Sacrificing profits for the happiness of those pre-burritoed animals who seem to speak volumes about Chipotle's commitment to making morally sound Mexican food, or does it?" Unlike his hogs, Arnold has admitted that about 20% of the restaurant's cows are conventionally raised. That means the animals are subjected to harsh conditions the company so empathetically condemns. We all remember the sad face of cattle from that Fiona Apple video, after all. So while 86, why 86 the inhumane pork and keep the inhumane beef, the carnitas only accounts for 6 or 7% of all orders might have something to do with it. And beef, on the other hand, accounts for 2 of Chipotle's 4 animal proteins, steak and barbacoa. It simply wouldn't be profitable for the quick-serve giant to only use ethically sourced cows. So it has to skim the moral margins to make ends meet. So we're going to stop there. Chipotle, this is Steady J talking to you guys. Let's sit back and think for a second. Just get rid of pork. Get rid of the cat. Get rid of the beef tea while you're at it. I know you. Why even waste your money on bringing that stuff in there? We have to be morally. Just be morally. Get everything that you stand for is just morally in question, man. And hey, you can always come to the chicken side any moment. Just stay in the chicken side, and we won't. We will not. We will not. Pointing the finger at you as much. So it's interesting because should we really just at what rate is anything really organic anymore? Whenever you see some people say organic this, organic that, if Chipotle, who's known for being so organic, has this kind of problem, then what to say that some of the people who put this up on these labels or whatnot aren't in jeopardy of doing that themselves? And so it's ridiculous. And you should not, I mean, I understand that most of the people coming there are eating pork or eating beef or most of them eating beef. But Chipotle, if you, in order to really stand by what you say, you have to tell people, okay, hey, we're going to say you like beef, but it won't be as much beef because we want to stand by what we say. And for y'all to cut, seriously, just look me in the eye and tell me that you're cutting pork because of those reasons, but then 20% of the beef that you bring in to give to people is raised in the exact same type of way. The cows are raised the same way as those pigs that y'all talk about so dearly in your spokesperson and whatnot, and it's ridiculous. So Chris Arnold, maybe you think about that for a second, sir. Before you go open your mouth, think really closely and say, wow, does this make any freaking sense? I don't know, man. I tell you, like, it's been a crazy week. Like, a lot of people just doing stuff that don't make any sense, and they're the hugest hypocrites ever. I mean, again, we got people rioting over a football game outcome, but then people want to get mad because people are marching against injustice versus you got this whole entire crap about you don't want to serve pork because of you don't like the conditions that the pigs are going through and being raised, but 20% of the beef that you bring in comes from cows that are raised the same way. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, it's like apples bananas. Like, as far as with Chipotle, but as far as with the whole rioting thing, you know how I feel. That's like in two different spectrums. That's about as far as left and right, as far as Chipotle, as far as Democrats and Republicans. It's ridiculous, man. Like, it's just on continuously on different realms, and I still had to be told what it means that people can riot for stupid stuff, but the moment people get mad because people are treating folks wrong and anyone can be slain and get away with it, it's ridiculous. Heck, you can't get away. If you got an ounce of weed on you and you're bringing around, you might get about 5 years. One of these days, man, y'all going to figure it out that y'all want to understand why people are always mad and this and, oh, why? Here they go, those black people and their problems. You know, stop creating the problem. Simple as that. Stop creating the problem. And you make it suck for the people who are non-black, who have to go to this every day. And it's kind of hard because they're kind of on the receiving end of some of the backlash that comes out with some of them are standing up against this stuff too. But because of the ones who are higher up, the one percenters who are allowed to happen, it just messes everything up for everyone and messes up anything for any race. Because every time people are trying to come together, y'all, it's always some idiot that has power or money that wants to throw this monkey wrench into whatever's going on and mess up the whole entire flow. So, yeah, man, hopefully we get it eventually and just set up against this crap. All right, so we can really go on out. We'll remind you, when it's any parts of the show or miss any shows, period, or want to hear future shows that's coming up, go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That's letter C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. And you'll be able to listen to the show there. as much as you want to, either from your computer or your mobile device. And, heck, man, we're about to roll on out. We're buying you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. But remember, when there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life at the Dust Live, your boy, Ceddy J. And I can't go out another hump day without saying our social hump day PSA we say every week, and that's if you want to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, we're out.